You're listening to
the Music Interval Theory Podcast with TC and Frank.
That is my sketch, and I want to make it a little bit bigger. I'm getting older. So now this looks, again, rather abstract. And I want to quickly show you why this was a technical assignment at first. We go through writing assignments that we call root cycle assignments, which means you pick a root cycle, the circle of fifths being the most popular of them, of course, but you can have the RC4, RC3, and we pick two scale tones or more, but the simplest way is to pick two, and then you just alternate between them. In this case, we have scale tone -6 on top. The next bar would have had scale tone 5 on top over the new respective root tone, scale to -6, 5, -6, 5, and so on. So you create patterns. The good news about patterns is they are consistent. So once you define the pattern and like it, you pretty much can control the emotion. And the longer you use it, the longer you're staying consistent with that emotion. With that in mind, let me actually show you first the sketch, and you will probably agree if I say this doesn't sound like actual music, but we will use technique to develop the treble and then the bass one step after another, right? And then we will actually get to some very nice sounding music. Nobody's going to be impressed by this. And I understand. I understand sketches are not designed to be impressive. They are your roadmap, right? So that you don't get lost. Now, what I did here as a next step is I developed the treble independently from the bass, by the way. So obviously everything you're seeing in purple comes from the step before, from the previous step, right? So these are the exact notes and exact pitches. Now let's do the same thing with the bass and develop this further. And this is where I bring in what I call black box thinking, like an imaginary black box that I put around my bass and I just develop that black box. No matter what is going on outside, I don't care at this stage. Obviously, later I check between the parts to not create any unwanted dissonance, but for now, it's really just the bass that I'm developing. Looks pretty complex to me out of a sudden. And now this is the development, which is the orchestration. Sounds great, if you ask me. But it all comes from a very simple starting point. based on a process. That is why I'm telling you all this, right? So when I get back to this guy here, this is all just demonstrating these three steps. And obviously, we could go on forever, and I really mean forever.
This podcast is powered by the Music Interval Theory Academy, your resource for getting clarity and confidence in music composition and orchestration. See you inside at musicintervaltheory.academy.